Our scripture readings this morning are Jeremiah 1:8 and Isaiah 54:17. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8, "Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord."
I thank God today. I have to just keep thanking him, because I was really, really sick this week. For some reason, I woke up with vertigo, and I couldn't go, could not go anywhere, could not do anything I had planned. And sometimes God will do that, make you rest. He'll make you lay there and you just can't move. And so I just thank God. I called my sister. I had her pray for me. And she did. She went to praying for me, and I felt better, but still couldn't really do anything. And so to be here today, I'm just so thankful to God, because I know he's a healer. I know that he has me right in the palm of his hand, and he has you as well. Today, that's just a testimony, because today I really want to talk from the topic, I shall not be moved. As we were coming up, my mom used to teach us that, to not let any circumstance move us. If we say we trust God, then we trust God. We're going to trust him in whatever the situation may be, and not to let any circumstance move us. And so a couple years back, before she passed away, we were on a trip, and we traveled together a lot. But on this trip, gosh, we kept running into obstacles. It was one obstacle after another. It was this, and then it was that, and we were just constantly running into something trying to stop us from getting to where she needed to be to minister. And so, she said, "This is not going to stop me." She said, "I'm not going to be moved by this. I'm not going to be moved by this circumstance. I'm not going to be moved by that." And it was like really crazy things, stuff with the car. And we get a call from home and something happened. And there, you know, it just was a lot of things. And she was like, "Nope, we will. I shall not be moved by these circumstances." And so I just have started to learn to really walk in that. And I found that that is to be true. God does come through. He's a God. He keeps his promises. If he promised you, he's going to do it. If he promised you, he's going to heal. If he promised, he's going to save your children. Whatever he promised you, you feel he promised you, he's going to do it. He's a God that keeps his promises. And so we can't be moved by what it looks like, what the devil places, that thing that looks like it's going to hurt, that thing that looks like it's going to stop you. We can't be moved by that. And that's where I got the topic from. I shall not be moved. And I love that Lori played that song, because I was going to sing it, but I'm like not wanting to sing today. So she played it for me, and it said, "Like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved." And that's what, we can't be moved by circumstances, by things that happen in our lives that do stop us. You know, it seems like and feels like it's going to stop us, but we can't be moved by it. We have to keep on going for it. We have to keep on fighting and knowing that God has us right in the palm of his hand. You know, and my sister said something, because I say that all the time. I say that not just to you guys, but to everybody, because I feel like he has me right in the palm of his hand. And she said, you know, if you look down, if you look at it, you can see everything that's in the palm of your hand. So that means he sees every situation that we are going through. And he is a God that keeps his promises. He's going to do what he promised he's going to do. And we can't be moved by any situation, any circumstance that comes to try and stop us from going and doing and being what God has called us to do, go and be. Psalm 62, verses 1 through 2 says, "Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." The word is telling us not to be moved. God is our defense. He's our defense. He fights for us. Have you had God fight for you and you knew, oh, wow, that had to have been God. You know, you knew I couldn't have done that on my own. That had to have been God. He was definitely in that. He's my defense. He defends for me. I have my mom on my heart, because she taught me so many lessons. But she would tell us that. She said, you don't have to fight it. God's going to fight that for you. You watch. You sit back and watch God do it. And many, many times I have sat back and said, And I wanted to fight, you know. You want to fight that thing. You want to go out there and I'm going to get them back for what they did or however. But no, sit back and watch God fight that thing for you. Fight that issue, whatever it may be. Watch him fight that for you. He's our defense. He defends us. He's like our lawyer in a courtroom, as they used to say in the old church. They say that. He's our doctor. He's the guy who fights for us. He's our defense. So whatever you may be going through, know that you don't have to go through it alone. Know that you don't have to fight that battle alone. God is with you. He is with you. When you open your eyes in the morning, you may as well say, hello, Jesus. He's right there with you, ready to take you on this journey. He's going to fight for you. He is our defense. I love that scripture because it just makes me think of that. I think of my, I had a lot. Barbara and I are the last two of six. So we had a lot of people defending for us. We had a lot of older siblings who were our defenders. But God, none is greater than God being our defense, because he can fight for us when no human person can. He can fight that battle for you, whatever you're going through. You know, battles are not just a fist fight battle, but you know, we go through spiritual battles. When the enemy comes to try and discourage you and make you feel like you're nothing or like you missed it or that there's no way you can win this situation, or you're going to be sick forever, or your kids are never going to come in. They're never going to come back to the house of God. That's his job. But God's job is to defend that. He is there to defend us and let us know, no matter what it looks like, he's got us and he's going to work that situation out for you. So I'm getting caught up in this because I needed to hear this today. I needed it just as much as you guys to know he's fighting for me. When I felt so sick this week, and this was not in my sermon, but you know how I am. I have to be transparent. On Tuesday, I was really sick and I felt like I was like, am I having a heart attack or what is going on here? I just really didn't know. I was just that sick. And I was like, well, God, you know, you have to fight for me. You have to help me. You have to help me get my strength back. You have to help me keep going, because I'm seriously did not know. I was like, this is not anything that I'm used to. And I'm like, I began to repent. Please forgive me, God, for working too hard last week. The week before that, I was every single day I was out doing something. And I promised everybody I was going to stop doing that. But you know how sometimes you're just scheduling before you know it. Every day of the week is taken up. And so I was like, God, forgive me. I promise I won't work so hard. I promise. Just help me feel better. And he did. It took a while, I have to say. And you know, this was a battle all week in my health. But I thank him, because he is my protector and he is my healer, until I just kept slowly, you know, he kept helping me work my way back to feeling better so that I could be here today. And I thank him for that. But he is our defense. He defends. He takes care of us. He fights for us. He fights for us when no one else can or no one else wants to. He fights for us. So our next scripture is Jeremiah 1:8. It says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Now, if you know the story of Jeremiah, when God called him, the people were a little hard on him. And so he wanted to just quit and give up. But God told him, don't worry about what the faces look like. Know that I'm behind you. I called you. I'm with you. Don't be moved by their faces. Faces can really move you. Honestly, I think of my mom. She would send me out to, she was going to make me be a preacher and a speaker no matter what. And so, and it was my calling because she knew it, but she would send me out and she'd say, remember Jeremiah, don't look at the faces. Don't be moved by their faces. And so, and I would go out and sometimes there would be not a smile on a face, not one, not a smile. And I would be like trying to say what I needed to say. And I was like, but I'd have to go back to that. No, God is with me. He's with me. And I will not be moved by what it looks like. And what's so cool about that is many times there wouldn't be a smile on their face, but when I was done, they'd be like, that's just what I needed to hear. So you can't be moved by circumstance, because you don't know what God is doing. He could be making and working it out for you, and it may not look like it. I would have never guessed that, you know, people were being touched by what I was saying. I wouldn't have guessed by just looking out. But God was doing the work. So it's my job to get up here and say these words. And then it's his job to touch your hearts, to give you what you need from what I'm saying. Amen. And I had to learn that one. But that's what happened to Jeremiah. He couldn't be moved by their faces. And so I say the same thing to you. Don't be moved by what the situation looks like. The doctors, there's a song, it says, whose report will you believe? And it says, I will believe the report of the Lord. It means no matter what that report looks like that comes before me, it may say you're not going to be healed. It may say you are flat broke. It may say your kids are never coming in. Your grandkids are never going to come in. They're never going to do right. You know, or whatever your situation may be. It may say you're fired, but I don't believe any report but the report of the Lord. Amen. Because I won't be moved by circumstance, and you can't be moved by what it looks like. You have to know that you know that you know God is for you, and he's not going to fail you. He will not fail. He will not fail. Amen. I felt like that was an amen. He will not fail. And I'm talking because I've totally preached a whole nother sermon than what I had here. So I was just trying to find what scripture I should be at. But because I so believe that I cannot let anything move me from what God has promised me. He's such a good God. My mom used to say, people don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. And that just meant don't buy into what people are saying. Don't give in to that, and don't be moved by what people say, but only be moved by what God says. Don't let people tell you anything. As she would say, they won't put you in heaven or hell. So it always reminds me of that story with the father, the son, and the donkey. I think you all know that story. And how they were walking the donkey, and the people had something to say. Then they switched positions, and people had something to say. Each time, those people they really didn't determine. Finally, they called them stupid because they're carrying the donkey, you know? So it's like you can't be moved by people and what people say. They do not have a heaven or a hell to put you in, only God. So you got to please God. You have to please God. Jeremiah 1:19 says, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. And people will come against you. Just depends on what you're going through or what position you're in. But people will come against you. But God just wants you to know, no matter what the situation, don't be moved. Don't be moved by people. Don't be moved by circumstance. It made me think of Noah. God told Noah to build the ark. Okay, it hadn't rained in a very long time. And it still didn't rain. Noah's building the ark. You know, 10 years go by, 20 years go by, 50 years go by. Noah's building the ark and putting it together. Still no rain. So you know, people were saying all kinds of things to him. You can only imagine, right? What people were saying, why are you building this ark? There's no rain. You're crazy. And why do you have your kids and your wife in here? You know, you're all crazy. And what are you doing? And why would you want to put animals in this ark? And you know, people can talk, especially if you just think about our social media nowadays, you can imagine. But oh, he wasn't moved by what people were saying. He wasn't moved by circumstance that there wasn't any rain. There hadn't been any rain. He wasn't moved by that. He was moved by God said, build this ark. God said, put the animals in and you and your family go into the ark. And sure enough, God backed up what he said. Amen. But he had to, even when it looked, I mean, can you imagine after 50 years? And he went on like 120, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And so that was a long time to stand on it. And God never makes us wait that long. Amen. He doesn't make us wait that long. He makes us wait sometimes, but not that long. So just to not be moved by what people say or what circumstance looks like. Don't be moved by that. Don't give in to that. And that's the enemy's job, is to make you give in, to make you feel sad and to lose hope, to lose trust in God, to lose faith in God. But you can trust God. You can trust God. I mean, and I was laughing with my siblings because now we all say a lot of things my mom used to say. We'd be like, oh, well, you know, when she was here, we would be like, oh, mom, not church again, you know, not that. She could tie everything into church. She could tie. We'd be watching a movie and she'd go, see, now that's how God says. And it'd be like, not a Christian movie, just a movie, but she could tie it into God. Now we find ourselves, my sister and I will be laughing and watching something and I'll go, see, that's like that sermon. And then we're like, mom rubbed off on us. We got it. We can tie everything into God. But back to my sermon, but we just can't be moved. Cannot be moved by circumstance. You cannot let any circumstance stop you from trusting and believing in God, knowing that He's got you. He loves you. He's got you right in the palm of His hand. You know, and it made me think of Jesus, really, right? Which I'll be preaching here in towards Easter. But I was thinking about it this morning and how they were so, Jesus, Jesus, you know, He's so great. And then within just a few days, they were like, crucify Him, crucify Him. You know, He couldn't be moved by either situation. He couldn't be moved. He had to just know God called him. God had a plan for his life. And he had to walk that path. And that's what you have to do. Regardless, it's not always easy. The things that we have to go through, we go through trials, we go through tribulations. It's not always easy, but we have to stay faithful and know God has a plan for my life, and I won't be moved by these situations. I won't be moved by these circumstances. I'm going to keep my eyes on God. I'm going to keep it on the promise that He made me. I'm going to walk with Him. I'm going to talk with Him. I hear my mom's words coming out again. She's so with me this morning. But I can hear her. He's saying, don't be moved by this. Don't be moved by the situations that you're going through. He's got your family. He's got your income. He's got your spiritual life. It's all in Him. It's all in His hands. And you can trust Him. My final scripture today is from Isaiah 54 and 17. And it says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So no matter what comes your way, he's saying, no matter, no weapon. And you know, a weapon can be more than a gun or a knife, or it's words. When people say really awful things to you, it won't prosper. It won't land. It won't hurt you. You can't. God's got you. Now, it may hurt, you know, but God's got you. I won't say that words don't, because words do hurt, but God's got you. He says, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. It won't stop you. It may hurt you. It may slow you for a minute when someone says something awful, but it won't stop you. You're going to prosper. He won't stop you from prospering. He won't stop you from keeping going. You just have to be determined. You have to be determined that I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. You know, right now, the world is just feels kind of crazy and chaotic. But we can't even be moved by that. We can't be moved because He truly has the whole world in His hands. You know, there's a lot to a lot of those songs. There's reasons why they wrote those songs, but He has the whole world in His hands. And so no matter what it looks like when we turn on the news and whatever, no matter what it looks like, don't be moved by those situations. No, God's got us. He's got us. He's got His people right in the palm of His hand. He's a God that doesn't lie. He's a God that takes care of His people. He's faithful. He keeps His promises to us. So you can walk in that. And so, as you guys know, I always like to throw something in there at the end, an activity. Not a hard one. This time it's just like a mantra for this week. I want you to practice saying, when things come up against you, say, I shall not be moved. I want you to just, I shall not be moved by that. You know, when normally you might go, you know, there are some things that make you want to scream or, you know, just pull your hair or whatever you come up against on this week. I want you to practice that. I shall not be moved. So before I pray, let's just do it one time together. It's powerful when we all say it. On three. One, two, three. I shall not be moved. One more time, because that sounds so good. Keep that with you this week. And as you go forward, knowing that no matter what situation comes up, no matter what you may go through, God is with you. And don't let that circumstance move you from your faith in Him, your trust in Him. You know, it might shake you. I won't say that it won't. But don't let it move you where you turn from Him or you give up on Him, because He's going to keep His promise to you. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. I give you praise today because you're God. Thank you for your amazing power. I thank you for your wonderful love. I thank you, God, that we can trust you God to keep your promises to us. We thank you and praise you today, God, for each person here. God, you know what each person needs. You know their needs, God, their desires, their wants, what it is that's bothering them, what's hindering them. God, we ask that you meet them at that need today. Meet them at that need. Let them know you've got them and you are taking care of it for them. And we thank you, God. We pray today once again for healing. We thank you for your healing virtue, God, that it would touch us from the top of our heads to the very soles of our feet, God. You would be our healer today, God. You would give us strength to keep on fighting, to keep on going in you. And we thank you, Lord, that we each, God, will walk that journey that you have for us. And we thank you and we praise you. We honor and adore you today, God. And we do pray once again for all of those on our prayer list, God, all of those who are have request before you, God, that you would meet each one, God. We thank you and we praise you. We give you all of the glory, the honor. God, you're so worthy. You're such a worthy and wonderful God. We thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.